Welcome to Too Many Podcasts, the podcast about podcasts. Now, podcasting from the Sherpa Chalet on Mount Podcastia, here's your host, Jim, the podcast Sherpa.
That's right, Mr. Bruce is right. It's me, Jim, the podcast Sherpa. Hey there, everybody, and welcome to Too Many Podcasts, the podcast about podcasts. Hope you are doing well and that you're enjoying the season so far. We've only got a few more episodes before the season 2 finale, and then after that, well, season 3, that's all. I don't think there was much suspense in that, but hey, what are you going to do? I guess I better get ready for this week's interview. I got to go put on my wrestling tights and boots and silly mask and Sherpa cape. Why? Because it's a theme week.
It's theme week.
And this week's theme would be pro wrestling, because we get to talk to two guys who were in the pro wrestling business.
Who's our guest today, Sherpa?
Their names, you say? Why, I can tell you that. They host the podcast, The Heavyweight Chumps, and their names are Maddox and Thunder Cookies. Really, that's his name, Thunder Cookies. You know, I haven't seen his birth certificate. I'm sure it's a nickname, but we'll get to the bottom of it. Don't worry. When we head into the wrestling ring at the Sherpa Chalet. And don't forget that today, you know, it's today's podcast is being brought to you by Audible, and you can get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/Sherpa. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. All right, I'm all oiled up. I've got my sneaky-looking manager. And I think I've got it covered. Oh, yeah, I got to bring some chairs to whack over people's heads with. Are you sure they do this in college this way? I'm not sure. But let's head on down. Let's talk to the guys from the Heavyweight Chumps.
Hello there, Rebels of the Sherpalution. We're here in the conference room at the Sherpa Chalet, and I'm here with two guys who have a podcast called The Heavyweight Chumps. And their names are Max and Thunder Cookies, and things may get a little chaotic during this interview, so just be warned. Even though I'm sipping some tea. Are you guys sipping your tea yet?
I'm on a Dr. Pepper, but not a tea.
I already drank my tea.
Make sure you stick
your tea. Yeah, down here we take it sweet, by the way. You guys drink that hot tea. That's just, man.
So why don't you tell us about yourselves?
Well, we just had our 2-year anniversary of doing the podcast. Started out just as two guys that really were sitting around and were like, we need something to do. And then we'd been friends for years because we both used to work on the independent wrestling scene around Mississippi. And we decided in talking one day, you know, why don't we try doing a podcast? And I got equipment for Christmas that year, and we got everything set up and going, and we got off and rolling by going through a few film festivals. We're big on independent film. We're pop culture junkies to a fault, or at least I am. I have been told I have a lot of worthless knowledge that will never get me anywhere. But to those people, I like to say, ha ha, I landed a radio show and you didn't. And Thunder Cookies over here, he just sits here and takes up space.
Yeah, I just take up space. I'm the computer bitch,
for lack of a better term. Yeah.
Okay, so we have to address the obvious. How did you get the name Thunder Cookies? Is that on your birth certificate?
Oh boy! Oh Lord! Wait, you want us to stay almost clean? It's going to be hard to tell this story. Can you clean it up?
Or you guys can make a little beep noise if you want to.
Or can I tell it to him in the short without the swears?
Okay. I can do it without the swears.
Okay. Give it a shot.
Okay. Me and my ex-wife had my kids. I was in a friend of mine's car. And we were at a show. Well, she was supposed to pick the kids up after the show. She calls me and says, oh, I can't. I got my back seat full. You're going to have to bring the kids. No, I'm not. You told me you would pick them up. So we're there at Pizza Hut in Boonville, Mississippi, waiting for her to show up. Her boyfriend gets on the phone. So you're bringing the kids home, right? If no, we're not. You're coming to get them. He hangs up. They finally show up. He's got this bad attitude, and he's a wrestler too. And he had a bad attitude about him that night. I go out there to my friend's car looking through her trunk trying to find my son's backpack for school. And the ex-wife's boyfriend smarts off and says, boy, I ought to come over there and slap the shit out of you. I said, I threw my glasses in the trunk, said, MFR, I wish you would. I've been waiting 4 GD years for this. Come on. And before I can make it from my back of my friend's car to the passenger side of her car, which is parked right next to it, he had done jump in the car and locked the door. I was going to feed him these thunder cookies, these fists. Well, when I told the story to a friend of ours, he thought that thunder cookies was my pendulous nutsack.
And the name stuck.
You hate when that happens.
Five times now, and it's still funny.
I think this is the first time I've said it without cursing.
Usually you blew it up on that one.
Yeah, the abbreviation was very clever, Thunder Cookies.
Thank you. I try.
So, what got you guys into professional wrestling?
I had been a fan for years, and I happened into it entirely because of my professional job at the time. I was a newspaper guy, and the promoter that was running a show in the town I was in comes through with Handsome Jimmy Valiant, who's a WWF Hall of Famer, legend in the Memphis wrestling market, where I, of course, which is what I grew up on. And so I did the interview with Handsome Jimmy, who was on, was supposed to have been his retirement tour. I think he's on another one now. And this was over 10 years ago. So, but I talked to them and the promoter came back by and he said, hey, it'd be cool if we had somebody at the local paper. Why don't you come up and be a special referee? Well, I've got bad knees, so the concept of getting in the ring, I was sitting there worried about, I'm going to mess up the match for them. I don't want to do that. I said, why don't you let me come down and just commentate and call the show? I've always been a fan of guys that were color commentators on professional wrestling, like Bobby the Brain Heenan, Jim Cornette, which are the two I took a lot of inspiration from when I started to call matches. And I ended up calling those shows. I ended up working for him for the better part of 2 years. And anytime he would advertise in the paper, they would want someone there to take photos. So I would take the camera, hand it off to somebody that was with me and go, here, take pictures. I would call the show and I would get paid twice. So a good double dip. Sure. Now, I never heard how you broke in, so this will be interesting.
I grew up watching Memphis wrestling and NWA, and I was a huge fan. From being 5 years old, I said, this is what I want to do. This is what I want for the rest of my life. Growing up, dad's like, it's a phase, it'll pass. Tells mom, it's a phase, it'll pass. High school rolls around, he'll forget about it. Go to college first, son. I go to college, I walk off the football field with my diploma in my hand, pop it in dad's chest and said, I'm going to wrestling school. 3 years later, I get trained to wrestle. This is 2003. And I wrestled for 14 years and loved every minute of it. Wouldn't trade them. I met my ex-wife wrestling. We got two beautiful kids. I've met a lot of interesting people and made a few good friends out of it. But I've realized it's a backstabbing business.
But especially around here.
Yeah. But you get out of it what you put in, and you find some really good people amongst all the bad apples. And those are the ones that stick with you for the rest of your life.
That's how the two of us came together, and it was just a weird thing because we never worked a lot of shows together. We worked, what, 2 or 3 together, maybe?
Just a handful.
Yeah, and then just stayed in contact. And The idea of doing a podcast arose, and it just, you know, we got into it. And of course, I was big in independent film before we started. I was a big fan. I've written a screenplay myself. And I told him, I said, I've got a way for us to get a real good start. I was the director of the Oxford Film Festival, was a former newspaper person who I had known for years. So I call her up and I said, hey, can we get into the press junket? Because I'd covered the festival for her when I was in the newspaper business. And she says, absolutely. They bring us in, and I can see the shock on his face because I know this is not his environment at the time.
Definitely not.
But we come out of that day and a half of recording, and this was our first time to record together, was at a live press junket where we took, what did we get that first year? 15 to 20 with a new interview every 10 to 15 minutes. And when we got done, we walked out of there and I looked at him and I said, well, do you still miss wrestling? And he goes, I'll always miss it, but I think I enjoy this just as much.
It's not as painful on the body.
That's true. Well, we're painful on some people's ears.
Yeah, that's true.
That's their fault.
You know, if you have a disagreement, nobody's slamming a chair over somebody's head or anything like that, right?
Oh, no, that's happened.
Usually it's his wife hitting him.
Yeah, that's generally the case, or she swings at both of us.
I think you need a referee in your studio then.
No, I just don't let the wife in the studio anymore.
That'll work too.
Yeah.
What kind of episodes have you had on your podcast?
Oh, gosh. Festival-wise, we've covered the Oxford Film Festival. We've covered the Starkville Film Festival, which is the oldest film festival in the state of Mississippi. Oxford is the largest. We covered the Memphis Film Prize in Memphis, Tennessee, which is a $10,000 competition for short films. We've covered the largest Hemp Fest event in the Southeast, which is in Tennessee, which allowed us to get to see a lot of bands, and we've made some good friends through those. As far as bigger names that we've gotten the chance to interview, for wrestling fans out there, we just had the chance to interview Tito Santana. That interview will air as part of our radio hour that will be back on the air starting February the 2nd, I believe, 2nd or 4th. 4th, okay. My days are running together, but we've interviewed Tito Santana. We got the chance to interview one of my favorites was actually Whitney Matheson, who was a former entertainment writer for USA Today. Just throwing some of the others. An interview actually for the podcast is what led to the radio show. I asked the guy to be on as a guest because he was the host of the Afternoon Drive radio show on Rock 103 out of Memphis when I was in my 20s, and that's what I listened to in the afternoons. So I reach out to him and ask him if he would do the podcast. He and I'd stayed in touch. I used to email the radio show when he was on the air, and I asked him one day, I said, hey, you want to do the podcast? And he was about to ask us to do his, so we ended up doing a swap where he did ours, and then we went to Memphis and did his. And by the time we left Memphis that night, we had a show in development start on his radio station. Funny how things will work and then the contacts that you'll make. We've had the chance to interview, gosh.
Muck Sticky.
Muck Sticky was a big independent music artist. Actually judged the Cannabis Cup in Amsterdam twice. Let's see, going back to some of the other names,
Steve Cox,
Bill Behrens, who was the president of the NWA for a while. We had the chance to interview Larry Hankin, who was in, Home Alone. He was in, Breaking Bad and several other things over the years. He was fantastic. We've got an interview book with Carl Gottlieb, who is, of course, known for being a writer on things like Spies Like Us, but he's also an actor in things like Johnny Dangerously and the film version of MASH, things like that. So it's been fun because we've had the chance to talk to people that we've watched growing up. With the independent side of things, we get the chance to interview the people that are kind of making their way into the business and seeing and setting those contacts. And it never fails that we walk out of a festival with at least 3 to 4 guests booked for return shows.
That's great that you have a great following down there.
It's been crazy. I honestly couldn't believe it, especially for the radio show when it took off, because we took over for a show that had been established. They'd been there for 3 years, and they were based out of Houston, Texas, and syndicated in, and they got canceled by the station in Houston. Well, they didn't have a way of recording the stuff they were syndicating out, so they just called it quits. So the owner of the station tells me, okay, we're going to put you guys in that Tuesday night slot. And our first episode numbers beat their highest rated episode. We've seen growth week over week, and it's still shocking to me. I don't get it, but I'm my own worst critic too.
You know, since you guys do talk about movies a lot, actually, we both had a mutual guest, Patrick Lascarbo.
Yeah, we just actually finished interviewing him. That episode for us will air on Thursday. What is Thursday's date? The 23rd.
I asked him a question. I will ask you guys a question since you are movie lovers. If you were to be given a part in any movie, his answer was he would want to be Han Solo in Star Wars. What would be your choices? How about you, Maddox, first?
That's a toughie, but I would want the Philip Seymour Hoffman role as Lester Bangs in Almost Famous.
Okay.
That is one of my all-time favorite films. I was a big fan. I've always been a big Rolling Stone fan, and I was a fan of some of Lester's actual writing from back in the day that I was able to get my hands on. So I would have loved the chance to play that role. Of course, I have no question. I would come nowhere close to what Philip Seymour Hoffman was able to
do. Okay, Mr. Cookies, you're up.
It's easy for me. Snake Plissken from Escape from New York. Escape from L.A.
Oh, you want a sequel?
That's right. I'm being greedy. Hey, I'm being greedy. Maybe. I wanted an awesome soundtrack to my life.
He said movie, not franchise, damn it.
Well, they're interchangeable. Plug one into the other almost.
That's true.
Hey, if my show gets enough, I'll make a movie called Escape from Podcastia.
Oh, dear Lord.
Well, you can't get Ox Baker to play the warrior type, the fighter, because he's dead.
Oh, yeah, he did. What was it, a couple of years ago?
And about 3 or 4.
Did you guys have favorite wrestlers growing up?
Oh, yeah. For me, it was easy. I was a big fan of the Midnight Express and more so Nature Boy Ric Flair.
It was Jerry Lawler and Ric Flair for me, and Austin Idol. Yeah.
Pretty much anybody that was on Memphis TV were probably our favorites over anybody we saw nationally. But yeah, I mean, Flair for both of us has been one that we've followed his career. And he would be a dream get for us for this show, along with Jim Cornette. So if you guys are out there listening, give us a call.
I think Cornette has his own podcast, doesn't he?
Oh, he does.
He's got like 3 of them.
Okay. When I grew up, we actually on one of the Spanish TV channels, this was before cable, they had Florida wrestling with Gordon Solie, and I guess it was like NWA wrestling.
Oh, yeah. That was the old Dusty Rhodes days.
Right. Ric Flair and the Four Horsemen.
And I know there's a lot of people that are going to sit at us and go, what, you weren't Hulkamaniacs? And yeah, I was a Hogan fan back in the day. What kid wasn't? But when it came to what I actually preferred to watch, I preferred watching what the NWA was putting out because I liked the wrestling more than I liked the characters and showmanship of what you got from the WWF.
I think the WWF or WWE, whichever one you want to call it, like you said, they threw more of the show business into it as opposed to where the NWA did a lot of the almost similar to the traditional wrestling that you saw like in the 50s when they had Gorgeous George and stuff like that.
We are traditionalists, I suppose.
Yeah, we're okay. Considered old school.
Do you have any exciting new guests coming up in future episodes?
We've got Joe Alves, who, of course, wrote the screenplay for Jaws and directed Jaws 3. We are working on one I can't announce at this point. We've got Bill Kirkenbauer, who fans of the old TGIF lineup on ABC will remember as Coach Lubbock from Just the 10 of Us. I booked him yesterday, actually. We've got Carl Gottlieb, as I said, coming up on an episode. I mean, it's just, it's shocking at the number of people that we've been able to talk to that, you know, you just think, wow, these guys are beyond our pay grade. You know, that's kind of how we've always looked at it. But we've always, you know, I find that we've been courteous and we tend to generally get them back. So we must be doing something right.
As long as you keep putting out good shows, right? And, you know, your circle will probably widen and then you'll probably get more people that are interested in doing your show.
That's what the hopes are.
Nobody's told us to stick it where the sun don't shine yet, so we're doing something right.
This is true.
As long as you don't get that text, then I guess you're fine, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's about right, yeah.
Talking about podcasts, are there any podcasts that you guys like to listen to?
Hollywood Babylon.
Yeah, we're both Babylon fans, which is Kevin Smith and Ralph Garman. I like occasionally Joe Rogan. It depends on the guest for me. I'm a bigger fan of the Church of What's Happening Now with Joey Diaz when it comes to the independent side of podcasting. Before I even get to that one, and one that I think more people, especially if you're a film fan, should listen to is Watch This with Rick Ramos. We've had Rick on the show probably four times now, and he was someone that was just a guest on the Joey Diaz podcast, and I connected with him on Facebook, was listening to his podcast, and we would swap movie info back and forth every once in a while. Has turned out to be a great friend of the show. We really enjoy him. I think more people need to listen to that show. It's an education every time you turn him on. As far as the independent side of things, a friend of ours hosts a podcast called The Po' Boys Podcast, and another friend of ours hosts a show called, and you may have to bleep this, but Happens When You Party Naked. I love telling people the name of his show.
I'm guessing that's a religious show.
You need to have a come to Jesus meeting after you listen to it.
And bathe in holy water.
Yeah.
So maybe need an exorcism?
Possibly.
Almost. He's kind of toned it down since he had a child, so maybe that's helping.
I guess if he has a baby, is it going to be like Poopy Happens When You Party Naked?
I don't think he's gotten that far yet. The baby's still too young to have to worry about. But he might have to change it eventually, yeah.
I guess when he goes to school and starts telling other kids what a podcast his dad hosts.
Oh, God.
She could never wear any of his merch to school.
No.
I don't even want to ask about that one. I think I'm just going to kind of keep my distance from that question.
Well played, sir.
So we have this portion of the show, and it's called Shameless Self-Promotion.
Shameless Self-Promotion.
And this is where you get to let our listeners know how they can get in touch with you.
You want to take this one, or you want me to do it?
Well, you can find us at Mad Fat Loud on Instagram, on the internet.
Well, on Twitter Instagram, it's Mad Fat Loud. Our homepage, our website is actually madfatloud.com. I post a blog there, as well as we'll do photos from where we are out and about. There are links to past episodes there that people can listen to. If you're looking for us, you can always subscribe on Apple Podcasts. We're also on Google through the Google Play. We just found out through the Realm of the Mist podcast network, we are also available on Pandora. Our radio show, which will start back, as we said, the first Tuesday in February, you can find us on radio-memphis.com at 10 p.m. Central Time every Tuesday night. And starting this season, we go to 2 hours.
I'm glad you remembered all that because I was drawing a blank.
I've said it way too many times.
They are known as the Heavyweight Chumps, Maddox, and Thunder Cookies. Guys, thanks so much for coming on down to the show.
Absolutely, sir. Thank you for being our Sherpa.
And now it's time for Sherpa Suggestions.
Keep in mind that even though Maddox and Thunder Cookies used to be in the wrestling business, their podcast is about a lot more than just pro wrestling. They do a lot of pop culture stuff,
like movies and TV and any other stuff that may come across their brains. So their show is definitely worth checking out. But I figured, hey, since they're wrestlers, let's make this theme pro wrestling podcasts to check out for Sherpa suggestions. There's The Steve Austin Show, we all know Stone Cold, and Grilling JR, 83 Weeks with Eric Bischoff, The Jim Cornette Experience, and he also has another podcast called Jim Cornette's Drive-Thru, Ring Rust Radio, and I Hate This Podcast with former ECW champion with the best ring name I've ever heard, Justin Credible. Now, I was thinking, what would be my ring name if I were a pro wrestler? That would be, The Masked Coward. Yep, that'll do it. Hey, thanks a lot for coming down to Too Many Podcasts and checking out my interview with Maddox and Thunder Cookies of the Heavyweight Chumps. And be sure to check out their podcast or their radio show, whichever one you like. They definitely have a lot of fun on their show, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. You know, if you want to reach me, email jimthepodcastsherpa@gmail.com. Follow me on social media. You just need the word Sherpalution. That's at Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. I'm there, all three places, all at once. I don't know how I do it. It's a physics thing. I don't want to get into detail about it. Well, speaking of wrestling, in the coming season, that would be season 3, I have an interview with former WWE wrestler Texas Chaney. Just figured I'd throw that one in there for a little bit of a sneaky peeky preview. So don't forget, also, you can check out my website, Sherpalution.com, and you can check out any of the shows from season 1 or season 2, and of course, when season 3 comes out, you'll be able to hear that stuff too. It's all there for you, even some Spotify playlists for you with some music to get you in the mood for whatever you need to get in the mood for. Thank you so much for coming down, and anybody who doesn't leave the Sherpa Chalet in a timely fashion, Mr. Bruce will jump off the top rope right on you. So be careful. He's a big guy, you know. Just be careful, okay? Okay, so viva the Sherpalution, and Mr. Bruce, no, the top rope is over there. Yeah, no, not on the couch. Okay, that's better. Okay, thanks, guys. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Too Many Podcasts. Please disperse. You can go home now. I said you can go home now. Viva la Sherpalition. Viva la Sherpalition. Yeah, I'll come back now, you hear?